Welcome back to Yang Daily. Pretty calm day for Yang-related news, but definitely some intrigue. Let's hit it. First off, Trump has reconsidered his position on the economic shutdown, and has extended the national social distancing recommendation through April 30th to avoid unnecessary and catastrophic damage to both people and the economy. What a wise decision. Thank you for your wisdom. I have a feeling it probably had something to do with every governor not from Texas telling him he could go stuff his previous timeline, where the sun don't shine. Better to agree than be defied. But here's the real story of the day in pandemic response. The New York Times put out an article detailing how a government agency 13 years ago contracted a biotech company, Newport, to create cheap, portable ventilators in order to produce a stockpile for the government that could weather the storm of a pandemic such as COVID. Things progressed well. Newport produced promising prototypes and was poised to begin mass production in 2013, with the expectation that they could not only supply the government, but also sell the more nimble ventilators to hospitals around the world. Before that could happen, they were bought out by a much larger corporation named, I kid you not, Covidian, which quickly reassigned staff to other projects and demanded a higher price from the government. Ultimately, they shut the project down, delaying our country's attempts to prepare for a pandemic by many years, so much, in fact, that we never did get enough ventilators before COVID hit, which will now result in many thousands of deaths. Curiously, Covidian also produced ventilators, the larger and more expensive kind. Some have even speculated that they may have shut down Newport's program for profit. But I mean, who would believe that? It's not like you see lobbyists for dialysis centers opposing the development of in-home dialysis machines, or automakers suppressing the development of electric cars, or any number of other opposition to progress that would benefit society in the name of profiteering, right? It's almost enough to make one think that unfettered capitalism has issues, much as unfettered communism or socialism or any other isms have issues as well. Almost as if some regulations were called for, perhaps in the form of incentives from the government to reward companies for acting in the best interests of the public, like that guy Andrew was saying. Anyway, what was I going on about? Can't have been important. Moving on. It's likely occurred to a lot of you that the pandemic has not created the best setting for an election, yet many still need to vote. This is the time to visit represent.us/vote-at-home and order your mail-in ballot so you can fulfill both your civic duties at the same time. It's also the time to contact your representatives and advocate for everyone everywhere to have access to mail-in ballots, as many places do not offer them without exceptional circumstances. Scott Santens has been making some good points today, as he tends to do. First, he noted that the current shut-in grants us yet another way to demonstrate UBI, this time in respect to one of the common objections that people would just stay home and be layabouts if they had basic income. And, well, here we are. Many of us stuck at home. Do we feel fulfilled if this was to be the rest of our lives? I suspect not many do. Something to remind people of if they bring up that objection. As we know from Maslow's hierarchy of needs, UBI only covers the bottom couple tiers of the pyramid: physiological needs and sense of security. All the things we think of as truly living require a bit more effort and often getting out of the house. There are very few people satisfied with just scraping by, both financially and socially. UBI helps us all get higher on that hierarchy, to where we are both happier and a greater asset to society. As social and creative creatures, we aspire to that. We're inexorably drawn to it. Scott's second point was that the government has divided the labor market into essential and non-essential jobs, and curiously, the essential jobs tend to be the ones that pay the least. Now, I think we've all been aware of this peculiarity in our economy, but never has it been so starkly defined as now. The work that is most valuable to society is the least valued by the economy. Make sense of that. Furthermore, the Phase 3 bill is compensating some unemployed non-essential workers better than the still-employed essential workers are getting. The whole thing is quite absurd. The East Bay Times did a piece on the Gerald Huff Foundation's founder, Gisele Huff, and it's quite interesting. I admit that I knew little of Ms. Huff before reading this, only that she developed the foundation following her son's death, in honor of his ardent support for UBI. As it turns out, Giselle is quite a fascinating character. She's 84 and originally from France, where she survived the horror of Nazi occupation in hiding, losing 18 relatives to the Holocaust. She immigrated to the U.S. in 47, became a secretary, earned a Ph.D. in political science, and spent most of her career in education and development. Her son, Gerald Huff, was a Tesla engineer and was concerned about unemployment due to automation. In 2018, Gerald died from pancreatic cancer, remarkably tragic, as his father had passed away at the same age and from the same cause. Huff founded the Fund for Humanity the following year, having been convinced of the concept by her son and by her realization that the American dream she achieved in her time has since deteriorated for newer generations. She seems particularly drawn to UBI for the security and power it affords people to escape exploitation and take newly affordable risks in pursuing their dreams. The article also mentions that she persuaded Supervisor Dave Cortese to explore a UBI trial in California's Santa Clara County. We'll have to look into that later. I think I can speak for the Yang Gang here in expressing a heartfelt thank you to Giselle for all you are doing to make our dream a reality. To have survived what you have and to come out so strong is inspiring and admirable. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Get your taxes filed pronto so you can get your $1,200, order your mail-in ballot, join the Daily Income Movement conference calls, and catch missed episodes on their YouTube channel, sign all the petitions, volunteer or donate on the Humanity Forward Relief site, consult HF, the Income Movement Aid Database, or United Way if you need help, message Trump, Pelosi, McConnell, Graham, Dean, and Schumer why true UBI stimulus is the best solution, use ResistBot or Income Movement to easily contact your representatives, and don't forget to Yang Daily.